Star Wars The Force Awakens is a fantastic film. You just have to understand a bunch of things before you sit down and watch it. It's a foundational film. They're introducing four major characters that we don't know that have to be developed from the ground up. We have to love Kylo Ren or hate him. We have to love Rey. We have to feel for Finn. We have to think Poe Dameron is awesome. At the same time, too, this is not a sequel to the last Star Wars movie. This is the sequel to Return of the Jedi. So if you feel a little out of place, if you're younger, and you feel like they're pandering a little bit more to an older crowd and an older sense of Star Wars, then you're absolutely right. That's exactly what they're doing. J.J. Abrams does an awesome job in this film of making everything feel connected, of making everyone feel that they are watching the continuation of a series that ended 30 years ago. It's a difficult process, and there are plenty of times when you're going to say to yourself, ooh, that's a little cheesy. But there are plenty of other times where you're going to cry, where you're going to be like, oh, man. And without giving any spoilers away, there's going to be a lot of people that aren't fans of Kylo Ren for the simple fact of he's not as strong as you would expect a Sith or dark side of the Force guy to be, but bottom line is he hasn't finished his training yet. He makes several crucial decisions in the course of this film that will alter the landscape of the series forever. Star Wars will never be the same ever again because of this film and mainly because of the actions of Kylo Ren. He's not going to be this week in the next film. The same thing goes for Rey, Daisy Ridley's character. She's pretty strong, and she's coming into her own. She's starting to develop her powers and starting to kind of get a feel for herself. And you can't escape the fact that she's so much more than what she really is. And she's a lot more connected to the people around her than we expect. So we learned from the last three Star Wars films towards the end, you know, how Luke and Leia got split up and things like that. I think Rey's character has a much larger, much denser, and much more important backstory than we could have ever expected. Finn, on the other hand, has kind of just been thrown in the middle of this, and he's kind of like the new Han Solo. He's not necessarily a bad guy, but he's not necessarily a good guy. And for him to kind of discover his sense of self and discover that he's a much better person than he was before, that echoes sentiments of the old film. But it still makes Johnny Boyega's character, Finn, just a lot of fun to watch for all those people that want to do the right thing but don't really know how to just jump into it and do it. Poe Dameron, on the other hand, Oscar Isaac's character, is just super cool. He's the best pilot in the Resistance, and they show him kicking ass and taking names on several occasions. His droid is awesome. He's just a really cool side character that is more of a plot device. He bridges the gap between the story of Finn and Rey and Kylo into the battle scenes. But that doesn't mean he's not a cool character. You will look forward to the battle scenes immensely in this film, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, Oscar Isaac's acting and just awesome special effects that kind of bridge that gap wonderfully. There's a lot of back information with Supreme Leader Snoke, who some people might recognize as Andy Serkis, that we don't know yet. There are so many things that we don't know yet. And again, this was a foundational film. This was the whole purpose of this film was to introduce us to all of these characters. And again, I'm sure some of you guys are going to be a little disappointed when you first see Kylo with his mask off. And you'd be like, oh man, he's like a kid. He's like a whiny little bitch. But yes, wasn't Anakin a whiny little bitch at one point? Wasn't Anakin having this inner turmoil and not understanding like what his powers were and he didn't know which way he was going to go? Yes, we seem to forget a lot of these things. By the next film, you're going to see a much different Kylo Ren. And by the third film, you're going to see a super-powered Kylo Ren. And you're going to see a lot more Snoke. This was the movie that got people back into the lineage of the series and kind of made us feel again. There are a couple of scenes in this film where you're not going to expect to feel as much as you did. It's just a Star Wars film. If you've seen every other film in the series 1,000 times, if you've watched the cartoon, if you've played the video games, read the comic books, and you love these characters, there's so much to love here. And yeah, there's a lot of wacky stuff, especially later in the film with R2-D2, and it feels like a lot of characters are just being thrown in for pop culture references and just to be included. But there's a lot of emotion being conveyed in this film. There's a lot of great stuff. To say it pretty lame. There's a lot of little chuckle moments. There's a lot of moments. It's a film that you probably don't have to watch 2, 3, 4, 5 times like the other films to get everything. But that doesn't mean you won't want to. It's beautifully shot. It's got a wonderful soundtrack. So you can hate on a lot of the small things. But the biggest thing is that it tells a great story that we need to know more of as soon as possible.